I'd like to welcome any friends and neighbors who have joined us today, and I want to use this space, along with some of the space in the bulletin itself, to guide you through our through our worship service, which may or may not be familiar with you. The first word I'd introduce you to would be liturgy. Now, every church or denomination has a liturgy, even if they don't call it that. A liturgy is simply the normal order of how worship proceeds. Things don't even have to be overtly religious to have a liturgy. Pre-game sporting events have a liturgy, from low church simple singing of the anthem, followed by kindly applause, to high church presentation of the colors by fully uniformed officers, a soloist singing the anthem, followed by a low-altitude flyover of the stadium by an American bomber, after which the appropriate reply is the full-throated cheer and chanting of USA, USA. Life is full of liturgies. Low church liturgies these days are modeled after the 18th and 19th century revival tents. Congregants gather, the band warms people up steadily, increasing the volume and emotional pitch. The band then turns it down a notch for one last song. The preacher comes out, reads a verse or a passage, which will be the text of his preaching. Then he proceeds to preach. There may or may not be an altar call at the end of that. At the end of the band comes back out for one last wrap-up song. And then there is a dismissal. High church liturgies, or what might today be called high church, but not long ago would simply have been church, all stem from a 2,000-year tradition that probably goes back to the Jewish synagogue. You can get a bit of that flavor in the Gospel of Luke when Jesus goes to his hometown Nazareth synagogue in Luke 4:16. The liturgy you will experience today in this Lutheran church would have been quite low church mid-century. It would have been called a simple service of the word, as we are not celebrating the sacrament of the Lord's Supper today. This congregation follows the rhythm of the sacrament on the second, fourth, and fifth Sundays, or any specific holy days. First and third Sundays are for the word alone. All of that following a church year calendar. The service opens with the hymn of invocation. An invocation should tell you both what God is being worshipped here in this service and is the opening prayer of the gathered believers. Today, that invocation is both specifically to the Lord Jesus Christ and a Trinitarian invocation, and the request is for his presence to move our hearts to continued faith. Immediately after the invocation is the corporate confession and absolution. For most of church history, confession and absolution would have been private and would have been expected in the week prior if you were to receive communion. I'm just old enough to remember my parents having to declare for communion. Within the Lutheran church, corporate confession has become the standard. The Lutheran liturgy, today our simple service of the word, proceeds in three large steps: scripture, preaching, and prayer. The first step are the various readings of the Word of God and congregational responses, from the entrance psalm or introit with the response of the Gloria, to the assigned readings with the response of the public confession of the creed and the hymn of the day. The response of the liturgy is often call, or the rhythm of the liturgy is often call and response in big ways and small. You will see that call and response in a small way after each reading. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are gathered to hear God's word, and we first do that in the words of Scripture, which are for all peoples of all times. Our specific readings are assigned. We follow something called a lectionary. That lectionary each week has a specific Old Testament epistle and gospel reading. The use of a lectionary ensures that I, the preacher, don't harp on the same thing every week, but preach the whole counsel of God. The sermon, or preaching, is to be the word of God for this people gathered today. And then the simple service, we turn to prayer and blessing. Other weeks, we would celebrate the sacraments before the sending. That's a quick overview of how a Lutheran service flows. We hear the word, we interpret and apply the word for our lives, and we ask God for his care and blessing. It might seem a little formal, but not everything, maybe especially the things of God, has to be in an informal register. The vestments I wear are not meant to mark me personally out, but are the dress of the office. The colors of the various hangings that make the sanctuary beautiful follow the colors of the church year. Right now, being in the season of Pentecost, which is the season of the growth and mission of the church, they are green. Come back in Advent, they're blue. Christmas is white. Festivals are an audacious red. What the liturgy and everything around it does is attempt to create a sacred time and place, a place to withdraw from the world and encounter God, to hear God in His word and His promise. Thank you for worshiping with us today.